90,146. That's how many archaeological discoveries were made in Britain last year by amateurs. In other words, by treasure hunters with metal detectors or by accident, people working in the garden or simply out for a stroll. The number comes to us courtesy of the British Museum in London. It's a 36% increase over the year before, but we should be clear here. The museum says much of that bump is not because of an actual increase in the number of finds, but because of improvements to the museum system that keeps track of all of this. For more, we're joined by Michael Lewis. He's the deputy head of Portable Antiquities and Treasure for the British Museum. Welcome to the program.
Hello there.
So can you do me a favor and explain the system, something you call the Portable Antiquities Scheme, or the PAS? How exactly does this work?
Well, in England, there's a legal obligation for people to report certain types of objects, which are called treasure finds. They're, in essence, gold and silver finds. The rest, there's no legal obligation for people to report. But the Portable Antiquities Scheme was established to encourage people to report them on a voluntary basis so we can learn more about the past.
These finds must come with great stories. Can you share one with us?
Yes, I mean, they're really amazing, some of these finds. I mean, one of the kind of strangest ones that we had in the report that's just been published is a Roman knife handle, which shows this erotic scene. Hopefully I can speak about this.
We'll be careful here as you go on.
I won't go in any detail, but basically there's two men and a woman engaged in a sexual act with a decapitated head as well. And these objects...
Oh, my.
I know, it's a bit strange, but these objects aren't that unusual. They do turn up.
That sounds unusual.
It is unusual for us, I guess, but it seems the Romans kind of liked knifeware and tableware, etc., with these sorts of motifs on them. Not sure why.
Where was that found?
That was found in Lincolnshire by a metal detectorist.
I understand that you had this campaign at one point called Stop Taking Our Past. Does this suggest that campaign worked, that people are picking up their phone and calling you up?
Well, what that was is in the 1980s, when metal detecting first became quite common, there was most European countries banned metal detecting, and indeed many European countries now don't allow metal detecting at all. But in Britain, the government didn't take that view at all and allowed metal detecting to continue. Archaeologists who were kind of enraged by what they saw as metal detectorists doing set up this campaign called Stop Taking Our Past. But it basically failed because it drew apart, really, even further archaeologists and metal detectorists. And it wasn't really until the Portable Antiquities Scheme that those kind of relationships were built again.
And you must look at these archaeological finds and wonder if only these objects could talk.
Exactly, yes. And I think the finders who find them think that as well. I mean, obviously, when they pick up an object, they realise that they're the first person since, I don't know, the 15th century, you know, the Roman period or whenever to handle that find since it was lost or dropped or even purposefully deposited. And so they feel a connection with those ancestors, if you like, who were living in this country, you know, many, many thousands of years before themselves.
Michael Lewis, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Michael Lewis is the deputy head of Portable Antiquities and Treasure for the British Museum.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.